Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Over in Washtenaw County in Salem Township, over a dozen horses found abandoned and malnourished this week, one of them dead. And while it's not the only such case in the state, what in the world would lead any owner to do such a thing? To talk about it, I'm joined by Deb Kern. She's the marketing director at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Welcome to the program, Deb.
Hey, Michael. It's good to be with you.
You know, in Lansing... Yeah. Go ahead. Huh?
I'm not exactly, I mean, in certain situations, it's definitely difficult. It's obviously very expensive to care for horses, so people look for boarding situations that they can do. And in this situation, at the Double Diamond, it's really just a boarding facility where you can pay a monthly fee to keep your horse there. But they do not do anything as far as feeding or cleaning or anything like that. It's actually left right up to the owner of the horse.
So were people around these horses? Had this been ongoing for a while?
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable to us that someone didn't call prior, because there was quite a few horses. Actually, we have now seized 18 horses that have left that facility. There's over 60 horses that were on the property. We have taken 18 of them away now so that they can be properly cared for, because they were in more dire straits, many malnourished, some starving to death. And actually, we found another horse that had passed away, so two horses did die on the property.
Any sense of how long this had been going on? Could it have been over a year?
Probably not that long, but probably within the last 4 to 5 months obviously they were not being cared for properly. So we are, you know, looking to prosecute people, and you cannot obviously board a horse and then not care for it. And in this situation, like I said, it is their responsibility, the owner's responsibility, to make sure that those horses are properly cared for. Unfortunately, why someone didn't see what kind of terrible condition they were in before now, we do not know. But, you know, it's a sad situation for sure. Michigan's economy, like you know, Michael, has been horrible. It's very difficult financially to care for horses. But when you make that commitment, you either have to find a way to do it or provide for them, which means calling to say you need some help or something.
So we must have these kinds of facilities all over the state, I'm guessing. In the winter, many people need to board their horses somehow, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But the law is that the folks that actually board the horses are not responsible for their welfare in any way.
Well, you know what? There's a whole host of different ways that you can board. So this facility, which was the Double Diamond, is really a facility which was just you pay a monthly fee. You pay a certain amount, and then your horse is just let out into the pasture with no cover at all. Or you pay another amount, which I think was up to $75 per month, and they actually got a stall and could be let out on the property. But there's many other facilities where actually if you board a horse, you know, the price can go up to close to $500 or more dollars a month. If that boarding facility is going to actually clean, feed, make sure there's water, proper care, and a proper environment for them. There's a whole host of different kinds of boarding. And so when you get in a situation where people are getting financially strapped, they may look for ways to cut how they can board their horses. And in this situation, probably the Double Diamond is one of those facilities where it was somewhat affordable to do, given the fact that you're going to care for them when they're there.
So how did it come to light? Did somebody finally call the Humane Society?
Yes, we did get a call from someone that said that they felt like they were seeing more of the horses that were not cared for. So our investigators, Matt Shecker, went out, and Elise Ramsey, two of our cruelty investigators, went out and investigated and did find the deplorable conditions that were there. So we did get a search warrant, and we were able to, again, go out, and then we removed 18 of the horses from the facility.
Now, these are obviously huge animals compared to a dog or a cat that you can just bring down to a shelter. I mean, what are owners supposed to do with animals as big as horses if they cannot afford them at some point?
Well, again, reach out and there's many horse rescues in the state. Obviously, many of them are full, but still you can make a call. You can find them on the web or anything. Reach out to your local Humane Society, too, because there's a resource for you there. And here they could have just called to say, hey, we need some help. What can we do? Maybe we can find someone who can take your horse or board it or, like, harbor it for a period of time if you're in a transition period as well. So there are options, and, you know, it's up to that person to actually do that and make that call.
I'm talking to Deb Kern. She's the marketing director at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Most people likely view those that abandon animals very differently than those that abuse them. Is abandonment the most typical thing you see when it comes to animals that end up at shelters?
is definitely one of them. Abandonment has definitely been on the rise as well, so it's not unusual for us in situations to find abandoned cats and dogs, or birds, fish, other things like that left in houses or apartments when people have vacated. And in Michigan, because of the economy, there's been many home foreclosures, and you know, that's just something in job loss. So people are moving or being forced to move into maybe a place where they can't keep an animal. But again, there are options for you. So you need to call your local humane society or rescue group if you can't care for your animal to say, hey, what can I do? That is out there for you. And to abandon them is actually abuse and cruelty. You just cannot leave them with no food or water and let them starve to death. That is something we will prosecute.
How often do you have owners themselves bringing animals into shelters rather than the authorities or area residents that find them?
Quite a bit, honestly, Michael. I mean, it happens more and more, probably within the last 3 years since the economy has been bad in our facility anyway. It used to be that one of the number one reasons was that someone in the family maybe became allergic or that they were moving out of state or something like that. But more and more we get people that bring in their pets because they can no longer care for them. If you live in Washtenaw County, which is our service area for the Humane Society of Huron Valley, we do have a food assistance, pet food assistance program for people, and you can apply for that. So if your problem is that you just can't feed your animal for a certain period of time, you can apply to actually pick up that food right from us. We get that from local places that get in damaged goods that they can't put on.